Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is our intrepid resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi. Who are you calling intrepid?
Well, we've got 3 minutes to prove it. And Mike, I'm excited for tonight's show, but first, let me clear up the challenge from last time. Think of two major stories from the world of sports over the past year. Both include the same three letters in different order. What are they?
I have no idea. What are they?
Well, cool Aunt Claire knew all about it, and she took to Twitter to let us know I was talking about L, I, and V, as in the Saudi Golf Tour and LVI, last year's Super Bowl.
All right, Ian. Earlier this week, the 74th Primetime Emmy Awards were televised. Broadcast from Los Angeles, the ceremony was hosted by Kenan Thompson. The White Lotus took home 10 awards, the most of any series, followed by Euphoria and Squid Game, which collected 6 awards each. Tonight, we'll have an ME Awards ceremony of our own. The answer to each of this week's award-related questions is a name or title that begins with the letters ME.
Okay, I'm on it.
A 2018 Drama Desk Award and an Outer Critics Circle Award, both for Outstanding Book of a Musical, were awarded to Tina Fey for the original Broadway production of what musical?
Mean Girls.
That is right. And the announcement for the premiere date of the musical was announced on October 3rd, which in the movie has a meaning, and so it's come to be known as Mean Girls Day, which
that's
is why
right.
They did it on that date.
And that's why we're wearing pink.
5 of her 8 Emmy nominations so far have been for her 5 times as host of Saturday Night Live, and the other 3 have been for her role as one of the title characters on the CBS comedy Mike and Molly. Who is she?
Melissa McCarthy.
That is right. While they did win some awards in their native Australia, including one for the 1981 song Who Can It Be Now, what band was nominated for, and subsequently won, only 1 Grammy Award during their career, the 1983 Best New Artist Award?
I'm going to take a guess here and say it's Men Without Hats.
You have the first word right.
Oh, Men at Work?
Men at Work is right, yes.
Is Men Without Hats a thing?
It is. That's the safety dance.
Oh, okay. And then they may or may not be Australian.
And as a bonus fact, another one of Men at Work's songs, Down Under, was one of only 9 songs during the entire 1980s to simultaneously reach number 1 in the U.S. and the U.K.
Wow.
In 1945, Margaret O'Brien received the Academy Juvenile Award for her film performances of the previous year, including her role as Judy Garland's younger sister in what movie, which featured the Oscar-nominated song, The Trolley Song.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
That's right. And at some point, Margaret O'Brien's Oscar was stolen, and it turned up in all places at a flea market in 1995, so almost 50 years after she received it, and the Academy held a special ceremony that year to return it to her.
Wow.
And finally, which actress received the 2015 MTV Movie Award for Best Villain for Into the Woods, the 1991 American Comedy Award for Funniest Actress in a Film for Postcards from the Edge, and the 2018 Guinness World Record for Most Oscar Nominations for an Actress?
Well, that's the great Meryl Streep, I imagine.
It is indeed. Well, Ian certainly didn't need a memory jog this week. He got them all right. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or when you're done listening to Morning Edition, you can go to WAMC.org, where you can get another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, the winner is. Rearrange the letters to spell a 6-letter word for what some toothpaste does, and a 5-letter word for what you might do after you use toothpaste. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.